Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Can you believe this?
Oh, high on enough. Say it with your chest.
Looking to push tempo here, the Pelicans.
He'll get there. Bunny hops into a bucket.
Hold that follow through.
He posed.
That's right.
This is what takes you to another level.
What the pell is up, everybody? This is Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans, and I'm your host, Elliot Clough. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We've got a lot on our plate. Twitter has been absolutely going nuts in the last 24 hours, so we had to record and bring you an episode today, and we're very happy to do so. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in. A lot is on our plate, so stick around. We got a good pod coming at you today. But before we do that, if you did miss our last episode earlier this week with Chris Connor of the Bird Rights, our first returning guest. So we talked the NBA's return amid the spike in COVID-19 cases that the country is currently going through, our sleeper picks to win the title, much, much more NBA and Pelicans content, and then a little NFL segment in there. He and I went back and forth on Twitter about our top 10 NFL running backs, so we got to take a little time and have some fun, talk something other than the NBA and Pelicans. So if you missed it, go check it out. Another really fun podcast with Chris Connor. So things at hand. Some Pelicans are back in the New Orleans facilities that weren't there prior. Zion, Kenrich Williams, we know were there. They got the approval from the NBA to continue their rehab from injuries and to continue to stay fit. But we got some video from the Pelicans on Twitter and all their other social media outlets. I'm sure you've seen it. Jrue Holiday, Nicolo Melli, Darius Miller, and of course Zion all back in the facilities getting some work in. We saw a video of all four working out, not necessarily playing basketball stuff, but at least getting some work in. So we know that basically anything involving Zion working out or anything involving Zion, period, is going to get analyzed up and down, sideways, backwards, and over and over and over again. But we got to see Zion shooting the basketball, which is something we haven't seen since March. So everybody and their mother is analyzing this like it is their damn job. And I saw it might have been Preston Ellis, another guy from the Bird Rights, analyzing it, saying it looks better. From what I saw, I looked at it. Zion, of course, we love the fact that he's getting work in. We love the fact that he's in the gym. But the shot looks a little more fluid. You know, Fred Vinson is going to be working with these guys. He's obviously fixed Zonzo's jump shot, helped with Brandon Ingram's. And if Zion can get to work with Fred Vinson, that would be awesome. And what it looks like is that he has. Zion's looking much more fluid. It's not that video of him shooting a jumper before he started this regular season there was a quote that said, Zion looks like the football player that says, hey, give me that. When it comes to playing basketball, but looking a little bit more smooth, not extremely drastic in terms of changes. It doesn't look like a different basketball player by any means, but Zion looking a little more fluid with the jump shot, which is something we always like to see. Also looking a little bit thinner, which is something that's also great. That's something that's going to be good for his health in the long term. His fitness, he looks like, I saw another thing on Twitter of likening Zion's current fitness to the way he jumped when he was in high school, just because he was a little bit more thin. There's no guarantee that he's going to look quite like that. Obviously, that was a few years ago, but Zion's looking really good, looking really fit. People are just going to continue to drool over him, if not more than they were already doing. But he has absolutely been putting in work, not only on the court, but in terms of fitness as well. And you love to see it, folks. You love to see it. Now, of those four, we know that Darius will not be coming back this season because of that Achilles tear. He might be traveling with the team to Orlando. Not as far as I know, but he might be. And we'll address some of the work that Drew and Melly have been getting in as well here in a second, because Drew, Melly, and Griff, and Alvin Gentry were all made available to the media via a Zoom call. They were on Twitter. Fortunately, I did not get to watch it because I was, one, driving for multiple hours, and two, at work at my day job. So I did not get to watch these in their entirety yet. That's something I'll be doing tomorrow. But I did go look through the Pelicans website, and I found Drew's verbatim transcript from the press conference, and saw some other shorter videos on Twitter, and then saw some reports of other quotes. So we're able to wrap this up pretty well for you. To start off, Griff, Vice President of Basketball Operations, David Griffin, for the Pelicans, he did let the media know that three players have tested positive for COVID-19, but no player has tested positive since June 23rd, and all players should be available to travel to Orlando. Whether or not that's in reference to COVID or to social issues, as far as we know right now, every single player that was active on the active roster for the Pelicans will be traveling to Orlando to compete in the remainder of the NBA season. So those three players, we weren't told due to HIPAA. David Griffin did not want to release who those players were. I was asked to speculate on Twitter, and then it was Barry Hurstius, not a guy that I know super well. He's a featured Saints writer for the Big Easy magazine and New Orleans native, apparently. Got 4,000 followers on Twitter. So showed some love on a recent article of mine. So shout out to Barry if you're listening to this, homie. He was asking if there was any inkling as to any player that did come down with the virus, and then promptly deleted the tweet because the stuff was coming out that it was HIPAA. But so I don't mean to call you out there, Barry, but that was not my call. But I will speculate here. So my thoughts is one of the younger players, not Etwan, not JJ Redick, not Derek Favors. Derek Favors is still pretty young, but it's because, I mean, I guess we don't know the time frame that they had the virus, but I was assuming that they recovered fairly quickly. And if it was Zion, I'm sure the media would figure it out one way or another. But once again, no player has tested positive since June 23rd, and all players will be competing in Orlando despite the COVID outbreak. And despite the players like JJ Redick, like Drew, who have been involved in these social issues, Lonzo Ball, they will be headed to New Orleans. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, but everybody will be available right now, as of right now, and that's great stuff to hear with the players that are continuing to be tested that we've been hearing. You know, DeAndre Jordan won't be heading to the bubble now. I think another name came out today. I can't remember who, but off the top of my head, DeAndre Jordan was the last player to be confirmed that he has COVID, along with Spencer Dinwiddie. So five players on the Brooklyn Nets roster that will not be headed to Orlando. And that's probably going to be a good thing if they don't make the playoffs. If the Wizards usurp their eighth spot, they won't have to ship their first round pick to the Timberwolves. So that'd be good for the Brooklyn Nets. So we'll see what happens. And they come back next year with that pick and then a fully healthy roster, the Nets will be scary, I'm sure. But anywho, Griff continued in his portion of the press conference and said that Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball have both expressed their desire to stay in New Orleans long term, and praise the Lord. Chris Connor and I talked about this a little bit, about Lonzo, in this previous episode, that he has to be a priority this offseason, obviously coming after Brandon Ingram, but that's just good news. That's great stuff to hear. We haven't heard about Josh Hart or Derek Favors or Drew necessarily. We know that he didn't want to be traded at the deadline, but these two have expressed their desire to stay long term, and that is great, great news. Lonzo, of course, being basically the captain running the offense, and B.I. being the go-to scorer this season for the majority of the season, who would probably be the MVP for the Pelicans the entirety of the season. Griff had one more point that I wanted to address here. He said that the team will need to hit the ground running going into Orlando. The Pels will be playing the Jazz and the Clippers immediately. So those are two teams that are going to be pretty tough initially. Clippers are arguably one of the favorites to win the title. Jazz, just a talented team. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Joe Ingles. Classic dude who looks like a banker. But Griff said that the competition will be fierce, obviously, right there. And then, of course, they'll be competing with teams that are also fighting for that 8-9 spot. So Griff made it a focus that the Pels need to start hot and continue to fight the remainder of the regular season. Hey, Pels fans. Going to take a quick break here. I want to remind you, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, make sure you leave a 5-star rate and review. That really helps us out here on the podcast. Only takes a couple seconds if you want to do that. Once again, if you are a fan, if you are an avid listener of Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans, make sure to do that. Make sure to hit the follow button. That really, really, really helps us out. Now, let's get back to the podcast. Nicolò Melli was also involved in the press conference. So Melli actually shared with the media that he hadn't been on the court for the first time. This was the first time he'd been on the court in 3 months, which good to hear, I guess, that he's back on the court, but very happy that he was there. It's kind of nerve-wracking. He actually told the media that he wasn't able to return to Italy either because of the outbreak that was in Italy and just COVID in general. He's been in his apartment trying to stay fit with a Peloton, I guess. So doing the best he can to stay fit. Also mentioned that they're not going down just to visit Disney World. That is not the plan. Melli made sure to focus on the fact that the Pels are heading down there and they are on a mission. This is not about visiting Disney World. This is not about seeing the rides or the attractions. This is about playing basketball. And I quoted a tweet from Andrew Lopez and said, inject this into my veins. Got zero favorites, but hey, it's okay. We're good. It's cool. Glad to hear the Pelicans are on the mission, and that includes rookies from Italy who haven't been in the league for a long time, and Melli's making a big focus on that. And speaking of that mentality, Drew, a leader for this team, made sure to let the media know that it's playoff mentality from the get-go, because the Pelicans are wanting to get in and they're not wanting to just go down and play. They're wanting to get into the playoffs. And he mentioned that feeling of getting in the playoffs and winning in the playoffs is like a drug. You want it again and again and again. And yes, we do, Drew. Yes, you do. Yes, we do. Very excited that's the mentality that Drew is heading down there with. Also said that given the fact that players are given the opportunity to change what would be their last name on the back of their jerseys, he says that he's not planning on wearing Holiday on the back of his jersey in Orlando. He wants to tell someone else's story. And are we really surprised? Drew is just such a good dude. The active participation in social justice that he and his wife are fighting for is just classic Drew Holiday. Excellent stuff from one of the better human beings in the league, one of the more underrated players and underrated human beings in sports, really. Drew's the frickin' man. Also mentioned that given the difficulties that he and his wife had with their first pregnancy, that was a concern, but he did talk to his wife and he will be heading to Orlando. Like I mentioned, the entire roster is going down. Obviously, that was a concern for he and his wife, but so far his wife and their baby's happy and healthy and good to go. And Drew says that he's here and he's going to go. He's going to participate and can't imagine not being down there with his teammates. Also mentioned, speaking of fitness and such, it wasn't basketball stuff was his focus, apparently. Over the hiatus, over the break that the NBA had, he focused on staying fit rather than basketball stuff, which fair enough. He said he got to take a step back, get away from the game for a little while, and focus not the sport of basketball, but on fitness, getting his mind right and being prepared to head to Orlando to continue the remainder of this NBA season. Alvin Gentry was also made available to the media. Big piece of his interaction with the media was the fact that he does plan to attend the remainder of the regular season, despite the fact that he is 65 years old. We've talked about that a little bit on the podcast, the thought that Chris Finch might be taking over for him in the head coaching position. But as of right now, it will be Alvin Gentry. And of course, there's been concern. Of course, there's been thoughts of Gentry not going. That's why we've been speculating. But thank God he is. We love Alvin here in New Orleans, and the players wanted him to attend as well. And best teams adapt. So if he can't go, if it turns out that the NBA mandates that he is unable to go, the Pelicans will show how talented and ready to go they really are. Mature, they really are this year. And who knows? Who knows what they're capable of, and who knows what they'll show? Because JJ, obviously, Derek Favors have continued to step up and lead this team. And Drew is also participating in that. But if the Pelicans can win and win without Alvin Gentry, that would be huge for their future and the possibility of moving on from Gentry. We'll see what happens. But as of right now, Alvin Gentry is planning on participating in the remainder of the NBA season with the Pelicans. And that's good news. Let's be real. That's good news. We want Gentry down there. We want some consistency going into the remainder of the season, when the majority of the remainder is not going to be anywhere near what we saw earlier on this season. It's going to be nothing like it. No fans, you know, talent is going to outweigh more than anything. No home court advantage. 8-9 playoff, and to get into that 8 spot, only 22 teams remaining, 8 games for each team. Huh. Please, Alvin, please let the guy go. Please, NBA, let him go. One more transition here for you on today's podcast is that Zion has been named the next generation 2K cover athlete. And for those of you who said there cannot be a star in a small market, how strange. Zion has become the youngest player to don the cover since Anthony Davis and Chris Paul, both when they were in New Orleans. And per Scott Kushner, he's the one who found this stat, this franchise, the New Orleans franchise, has more players on the cover of 2K than playoff series wins. Ouch. And those first two players requested a trade. Double ouch. But we still have Zion. And 19 games into his NBA career, he's on the cover of NBA 2K. He's the next guy. This has been established. People who are upset, people who are salty, saying it should have been Luka. Well, sure. But this is great marketing by 2K, if anything. Like, let's be real. This dude is captivating. Watch one 10-minute segment of Zion's career, and you're going to tell me he doesn't deserve to be on the cover of 2K? Whatever. If anything, it's good marketing. It's good for ads. This is a good move for 2K. If anything, look at it like that. And shocker. We've addressed this a few times. I've written about it. Grizzlies fans are pissed. Chill the frick out. Ja is excited for Zion. He tweeted about it. They're friends. Grizzlies fans just find anything and everything to get salty about. To reiterate that tweet that I put out just a few weeks ago, dearest Grizzlies fans, chill the frick out. Golly, this is going to be a rivalry for years to come, and I'm here for it. But gosh, they're just such petty bitches. It's so stupid. Anyway, Pels fans, thanks for tuning in today. Not a lot of stuff to really dive into and share opinions on. I'm sure we'll be getting back to some of these things in terms of newsworthy things and sharing our opinions with our next guest, whomever that may be. We're not sure yet. We haven't lined that up, but we did have a guest this last episode, and you should check it out. Chris Connor. He's the man. Anywho, before you go, go give at Elliot Clough a follow on Twitter. You're going to be getting a ton of Pelicans content there. We just reached 750 followers, so we got the ball rolling. And if you have any questions, any thoughts on this podcast, feel free. Just respond. You'll get a response from me. And of course, it will be featured on the following episode of Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans. While you're here, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave a rate, a review, and be sure to subscribe.
Do it!
That really, really helps us out, Pels fans. The more you do that, the more we're going to be given exposure throughout that platform. You can also leave a rating on Stitcher, so that would be greatly appreciated. Whatever podcasting platform you listen to, just make sure you're subscribing or following so you can get notifications when the next podcast is up. Go follow Believe on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and you can check out a plethora of their other podcasts on Believe.com, or just head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. You can check out some Pelicans coverage on Fansided's Hoops Habit website, or just head over to the Bird Rights. They do some good stuff over there as well. That article that I've been mentioning is finally up. 5 reasons the Pelicans will make the playoffs. And if you don't want to go through the hassle of heading over to Hoops Habit, you can just head over to that Twitter page at ELIOTCLOUGH. And the link is a couple, probably a few tweets down if you want to scroll and click that. And you can drop some feedback there. I'd be very excited to hear what you have to say. So, Pels fans, I am Elliot Clough, and this was Believe in New Orleans Pelicans.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.